I slipped up, and I'm sorry. I know y'all are so, it's part of your routine at this point to just tune into this podcast, and I'm sitting in the white room with little silly drawings that I change every single episode on the walls, but today I forgot. And, well, I didn't forget. I forgot to film a podcast episode before I went on this little mental health trip that I'm on right now, which, it, by the way, is going very well. Haven't had a mental health trip this good. I can't keep calling every trip a mental health trip. Like, let's be a little realistic here. This one was just a trip. But very much enjoying life right now. And for a while, I was like, like, I'd wake up and it would be like a gray cloud over my head. And I would just feel like, but that has turned around. And the gray cloud has now become the beautiful New York sunshine. That's where I am right now. New York! New York City! This place is not real. Like, I know I went to London to figure out if British people were real. They're not. But, also New Yorkers aren't real. Like, they're so mysterious. And, like, I just refuse to believe that, like, people, like, grow up here and live their whole lives here. That is so insane to me. Like, I grew up in the smallest little, well, not smallest town, but, like, little, like, average suburban, 100,000 person town. So the fact that there's just a city like this is insane, but
that's not what we're talking about today.
Why did I just turn into Pennywise? Also, oh my goodness, y'all. I talked to my podcast producer, Amelia. She is the best. I didn't talk to her, but I sent over the podcast and I was like for editing. And as y'all remember, I didn't know if I could swear or not in the podcast. But she clarified that I can swear. So I'm going to say the ceremonial. This isn't the first one because I've definitely let a few slip out. But we're going to say, ready? Oh my God, this is so scary. The podcast is immediately going to get canceled. Okay, ready? Poop. Okay, that was stupid. Hi. That's not what we're talking about today. Also, sorry, my hair looks like a literal mop. I have been waiting to talk about this this topic for a while now because but I was like waiting for like a good current event to kind of like tie it in to like not prove my point but like make it more relevant, you know? So that today we're talking about not open relationships, public relationships. That is the wrong word. That is something completely different. We're talking about public relationships. Now, I guess like for like 99% of the world, like most relationships by default are public. Like you tell people when you're dating. It's not like there's no need to be like a CIA agent unless you are a CIA agent, which, and I guess that case, that is like the 1% of relationships that are private. So,
when you're an influencer or a celebrity
or any person with kind of like a following, it is you have to put a lot of thought into how you go about having a relationship. And you don't have to. There are very much people that they just go wild and they don't really think twice about it and are very public with like who they're dating or married to. But I feel like, whoa, sorry, I just saw someone almost get hit by a car. This was a very big mistake, filming a podcast right in front of this window of like a busy street. I love people watching. I'm just watching people like do their silly little tasks, like silly little human beings. Anyways. So let's go through like the varying degrees of like relationship that you could have. I don't want to like we'll just say like as a public figure. That's the word I was looking for. Public figure, a public figure in a public relationship. So you could be completely open and just be like, I'm dating this person, la 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 la, and just let the internet run wild with it. Okay. So that's like the one end of things where it's like the most open. Like your content all of, say you're like an influencer, like your content all of a sudden becomes like relationship content, things like that. And then we have the other side of the spectrum where it is, you are fully private. No one knows except for like close friends, and you don't like make content with that person. It's just it's very locked up, tongue in cheek, tongue in key. That is just not a saying. That is actually just not a saying. And then there's also like a gray area in between. I don't know why I said like option A, and then imagine if I like tried to teach a class. Like imagine I had this like email of someone wanting, like reaching out to me to teach an editing class. What a nightmare. What a nightmare that would be. Genuinely, you could not pay people enough to have to sit through me trying to teach something. I'm like such a terrible explainer, which is really not good considering I have a podcast. But we are just going to ignore that. We're going to move on. So I have had relationships since starting social media. So obviously, with me saying that, y'all can kind of put two and two together that those are on the far end of the spectrum where no one knows. Okay? Now, that's my... Now, I'm not saying that, like, any way you go about a relationship when you're, like, a public person is the right way. But I just know me personally. Private. No one needs to know. What do you need to know, freaks? Y'all have found my home address, my dog's middle name, but you will not find my relationship status. With that being said, I am currently single, so like don't try and do any digging, y'all are freaks. So I'll explain the reasons why I choose to go that way. I truly think that like a relationship, like I think about like two, like a caveman and a cavewoman just like in like 1800 BC, and like they did not have like a million people checking in on their relationship. Maybe like a king and a queen. Ew, not even like remotely like alluding to like influencers being like kings and queens. scratch that thought, that's so stupid. I just feel like the most natural way in a relationship is not to have millions of people, millions of prying eyes aware of it and making their own little theories. And first of all, I lose it. I actually lose it when I think of anyone. Like, it makes me so uncomfortable when people think of me like dating someone or like kissing someone. Like I think, oh my god, I genuinely don't think I could get married just because like my parents would have to see me kiss someone. That's evil. That's demonic. That is demonic. I can't. No. See, that's why I would be very much getting married in a Taco Bell cantina and no one would be invited. You can get married at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas, and it's very much, like, high on my list of things. So, there's that. And let me bring it to, like, a current event. So, for example, y'all remember when it was, like, Jaden and Nessa and Josh Richards and... I don't understand why Josh Richards is so relevant on this podcast. Like, me just having his YouTube 100k play button in my room, which is still Josh Richards. If you're listening, I will give it back to you. Just like let me know time and place. I'll drop it off. What was the other girl's name? I can't remember. However, they both had public relationships, and when they all broke up, or because they cheated or something, I can't remember. It was so long ago. That was so messy. Holy moly. And that is, like, a messy situation to begin with. That is enough to deal with when it's just the four of y'all. When it's four plus, like, what? Like, 50 million combined how many followers they have? And it was, like, beyond just their followers. Like, it was, like, freaking TikTok news. Now, I am nowhere near, like, as big as them by any chance. I don't have like that many people invested in my personal life, but it's still like scary, like to see like how insane that was for them. I don't ever want that. Now, another reason why I don't want a public relationship. And by the way, this is all just like me right now. That could change in a year. I don't know. I change my mind all the time. That's why I could never get a tattoo. If I got a tattoo, I would be like lasering it off within the week. It's not that I have commitment issues. Or maybe it is. Maybe that is what it is. I don't know. So another reason is when people start dating and they are TikTokers, what tends to happen? They tend to like make all their content about each other, which is like cute and all, for 5 minutes, 5 fucking minutes, but no one cares. No one cares. This is the thing. Okay, maybe 2% of people care, but for 98% of people, it is actually annoying. It's actually so annoying. And maybe I'm biased because I'm bitter at heart. I'm a bitter piece of dark chocolate, but no one cares. It's more annoying to see like two people in a relationship posting like their little dances together, their little dates. Like, no one cares because it's very much unrelatable to a lot of people. And it's just kind of, I guess for some people, it like brings some hope. Or like seeing like, oh my goodness, a pretty relationship. Not for me. I see people in a relationship, especially around February time. I'm like, actually shut up. Actually, please like silence yourselves. Please deplatform yourselves. You're actually so annoying. So on one hand, I would just never want to like, I guess some people do enjoy seeing like relationship content. But on the other hand, I would never want to make people feel bad by being like, guys, look, I'm in a happy relationship. Look, that's cuddling. No. And also, like, it's just so... I don't make, like, kind of, like, content about me. I mean, I do. Like, I'm the only person in my videos. But it's, like, how do I even describe this? I, like, always try to figure this out, but I don't know how to, like, put it into words. Like, this podcast is, like, the realest y'all personally know me. But it's, like... Sorry. Like, my TikTok is very much like skits and fun, silly play. And my YouTube is very much like challenge and like funny, silly challenge. So it wouldn't make sense to all of a sudden it's like me vlogging my relationship. And like, today I'm surprising Bay with 100 roses. And maybe, you know what, maybe that would be fun. But I don't think so. So to each their own. Sorry, I just got really scared that y'all could see my toes for a second. And I almost freaked out. I'm actually building like foot anxiety. Someone sent me this link to this like website, which is so scary and demonic. It like has all these influencers and then people just like talking about like talking about them in the most like sexual sense ever. And I don't understand how I ended up on here, but they were like. I saw like pages and pages of people talking about my feet. I'm like, so now I'm scared and now I have genuine fear. Like the thing is, I used to just like, I would make jokes about my butt and be like, and like have a little fart effect come out of it or things like that. And be like, my big fat ass, like just joking like that. But now knowing that people are screenshotting that and be like, I would love to shove a carrot up his Jesus. Y'all are not y'all, but the people doing that, freaks. Anyways, and a lot of my friends are on there too, and they like found out that they have pages on this website. I don't even want to name it because it's so freaking scary, but like ew. Anyways, back to public relationships. Actually, we'll get back to it right after the quick break. Hi. So, I talked about how I wouldn't want it for, like, just personal reasons. I mean, being kind of private with my personal life and also, like, wouldn't want to make relationship content. And that's not saying that, like, every relationship, like, they immediately have to start making content together. But, like, you tend to see that's kind of what happens. Now, another thing is, this sounds, like, so silly to say, but, like, as y'all know, I'm not doing nothing else. Like, this is, I am just YouTuber, I am just TikToker, and so, because of that, it is, like, kind of my job. And the second you, like, make it a public relationship, it's almost like you're making it part of your job, which is a very, like, weird dynamic, I think. Now, I do think a lot of relationships, like, can be very, like, strong, and, like, that's just, like, not even, like, a problem, because they're, like, so, what's the word? Like, they have such a good, strong foundation, but a lot of the times, like, for example, like, coming to my mind is Cody Ko and his girlfriend, or fiance. No, they proposed. Guys, I met Cody Ko at an event, and I actually lost it. He's so cool in person. Anyways, that's besides the point. We bonded over being from the same place in Canada. Anyways. I feel like they have such a strong, a strong foundation. And I don't know when they met, but, like, they've been together for a while. So it's, like, that's, like, not really a factor. But I feel like when relationships are just first starting out and you're putting all of that online, that's when it's, like, it might be a little weird, in terms of, like, your social media presence is both your business, but all of a sudden your social media presence is, like, intrinsically linked to your relationship, and you can't really separate it at that point. Now, that brings me to us. We're in this together. This brings us to the next point, which is breakups. Whether y'all like it or not, relationships either in marriage or breakup. And that is so scary, and that is something I could spend a whole episode talking about, because, ew. That is actually so evil that happens. Anyways, so obviously, a breakup online is not going to be the prettiest thing ever. And I've seen it happen lots of times. And there's just so many horrible things that happen. Like, you'll see, like, they're each other's followers, like, attacking each other. This is such a weird example. Like, Zoe Laverne and, like, Cody Orlove. I think, like, when they broke up, I saw, like, literally, it was, like, a civil freaking war. Like, these two fan bases were, like, actually, like, it was, like, the Avengers Infinity War scene where, like, everyone's, like, pulling up, like, ready to kill each other to death. So that can happen, which is not ideal. Secondly, is, like, you that is so awkward to have to make a post, be like, hey, everybody, it's a sad day today, but we're no longer together. And they're, like, crying. It's like, come on. I would rather be, like, run over by 14 semi-trucks than have to make a video like that. What else? I know, I have a burning, like, other point in the back of my mind, but I can't remember what it was. But just from, like, what I've explained is, like, basically my main reasons why I would just never want an open, not never. I want y'all to know, like, if you ever see me posting with someone, like, that motherfucker is gonna be, like, literally, like, Zendaya or something. Like, Zendaya level person. It's not gonna be Zendaya, because, like, let's curb our expectations here. But, like, it will be a Zendaya level person if you see me posting with someone. So, but overall, like, it's not natural. It's not natural to have that many people invest in a relationship. Like, a relationship is two people. Well, I guess, I don't know what y'all are up to, maybe more, but, like, in general, two people, and the only people that matter in that relationship are those two people, and it's what they mean to each other. By adding this, like, third party, which is, like, thousands and millions of people, you are, like, opening it up for so much chaos. I have this theory, which, I don't know, it could be true, it could be, but I believe in it. Out of, like, 100,000 people, there's one genuinely insane person who will, like, so, like, say you have 100,000 people, or say you have, like, 100,000 followers. I genuinely believe that, like, one of those people is a, like, could be, like, a genuine stalker. So, while, like, the risk is low for, like, most people are going to be respectful and most people are going to be chill for, like, a relationship, you are going to have one, like, person who is going to, like, try some BS. And that, like, genuinely scares me. So, like, is that just a random statistic I made up in my head? Yes. But you see, like, I mean, like, I've seen in relationships, like, on TikTok room where people will Photoshop, like, one person in the relationships, like, texts and, like, pretend, like, they're, like, cheating on them or something like that. And then it becomes, like, a big scandal. And then both people have to, like, kind of address it. And then from that point on, no one knows if it's true. And it's, like, things like that. Like, people just, like, monkeying with relationships for fun just because it's, like, a public thing to do. And it's, like, so easy to just, like, plant the seed in people's minds that, like, oh, it's a terrible relationship or someone's cheating or things like that. It doesn't feel fun. Oh, I remembered another thing. I've seen, like, relationships where, like, they're public, but one person is, like, okay, so someone's just breaking into my room. Okay, great. I don't want to use the word clout chaser, but it's, like, I feel like this rarely happens, but it is, like, it has definitely happened where people are entering into a relationship for, like, all the wrong reasons. Like, they maybe want to, like, ride off of someone's, like, say, like, fame or wealth or something. And that is, like, also kind of, like, scary. Why am I saying, like, 40 times a minute? Jesus, I actually need my tongue removed. I need, like, I need to go back to, like, grade one English. Oh, ew, I thought I had a fuzzy on my face. So there's also that. You have people who, because it's not just a relationship at that point. It's like, obviously, say you have, like, two influencers. One has 1 million. The other one has 10,000 followers. And then they start posting together. Obviously, like, let's not ignore it. Let's do the math here. Like, the person with 10,000 followers is obviously going to start, like, gaining from that. And they are obviously benefiting. Now, not saying the other person wouldn't benefit from being in that relationship. Like, obviously, like, love, kiss, kiss, kiss. But it's, I'm someone that, like, very much, like, kind of values balance. Like, I want, like, my relationship partner to be, like, very much my equal. And I'd feel, like, super uncomfortable if, like, either I was, like, kind of not leeching, but, like, I can't think of a better word, so we'll say leeching. I'd feel, like, very uncomfortable if, like, I was leeching off someone or if someone was, like, leeching off me. And there was just, like, a, like, kind of, like, an imbalance. So that is also another, whereas, like, in most relationships, like, that's not the case. Like, I guess with money, yeah, like, you might, like, end up dating someone who, like, makes more money than you. And, like, that's obviously, like, probably going to happen in most relationships because, like, not everyone's working the same job. Like, not everyone's, like, clocking in to the same place every single day. But it's definitely a lot more, like, prevalent in social media because, like, one, you have, like, the money factor, and then two, you have, like, clout. I remember the girl who was, like, clout. Sorry. She just stays in my mind all day, and I don't understand why. So it's, like, definitely something also to just add another layer of, like, anxiety to public relationships. Whereas, like, when you have a private relationship, you can it's like a nice break almost from, like, social media and the social media world. Like, it very much feels like having such a deep personal connection to just one person and you're the only people that know is, it's, like, very intimate and very nice, I think. At least in my opinion. Now, obviously, there are downsides to this. Duh. It is, A, hard to keep a relationship private. Like, very hard sometimes. Listen, I do not get paparazzi'd And you know what? Most of these influencers do not get paparazzi. They call it on themselves. Fun fact. But, like, the thought of, like, someone... Oh, my God, I have hiccups. The thought of, like, someone, like, seeing, like, you two together when you're out in public holding hands or something, it's, like, a little scary. Because, like, most of the time, like, even if, like, they recognize you, it's, like, they're probably going to be chill, but there's always a chance. Remember what I said, the theory, 100,001, there's always a chance that someone's going to, like, go and post a picture of it, be like, post a TikTok. And listen, I don't know how to, like, go about this without sounding like a freaking annoying, like, arrogant booty hole, but, like, I never thought that, like, people make TikToks about me, like, because, like, A, they just never come up on my For You page, but I just, like, searched my own name the other day, and I saw that there's, like, actually, like, people just, like, have made TikToks about me, and that just, like, blew my mind. Like, in my mind, I post videos, people watch them, and then there's, like, no discussion. It's, like, y'all are just, like, sitting in your bedrooms, you watch it on your laptop, the video ends, you close your laptop, and then you go to bed and tell no one. Like, the fact that, like, there is any sort of discussion about me. It's time to be real. Crap. It's going to be late. We got a podcast to do, baby. The thought of, like, people actually discussing anything about me is so foreign to me. And just, like, nothing. Like, it's not something that I thought ever happened. But then I saw TikToks of me with, like, 100K likes. And I was like, okay. So, interesting. So, like... I feel like when in a private relationship, there's always the fear that, like, someone takes a picture, posts it, makes a TikTok about it. For example, this one time I was hanging out with some friends, who were also TikTokers, and we were with, like, these two girls, and listen, people were smoking the devil's lettuce. I was not. But we were on a mission to go find this, like, devil's lettuce brownie that they had dropped in the forest. Y'all, this was so weird. I'm so sorry for this random interjection of a story. Anyways, we, like, go and find it. And it was, like, a very fun night. Like, we all, like, were just chilling, having a good old time. Tell me why a month later, I see a TikTok on my For You page of this person name-dropping each of us, saying, like, thinking about that time I, what did they say? They're, like, thinking about that time I went and smoked a fat joint with them in a forest. I was, like, okay, police car. Okay, cool. Basically, they just, like, made up this whole story. Or they didn't make it up because we did all hang out together and, like, some people had smoked weed. But, like, she, like, completely lied that I was, like, smoking weed with them. I was like, what? For what reason? So, like, things like that, like, kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety because, like, it's just, like, okay, is this random person just going to, like, go and post a TikTok? And, like, it didn't blow up or anything. I think it had, like, 10,000 likes. Because also that was, like... when I was, like, a lot smaller, like, that was, like, 3 years ago, so someone was seeing me, like, Ben of the Week, smoked a doobie, who cares? So, there's that aspect of private relationships being difficult. Another reason is, like, people might think that, like, you know, because one person, like, it has to be, like, very much a mutual decision as well, because it's kind of hard when one person wants a public relationship and the other person wants a private relationship, because, like, that's very much, like, it goes kind of in one direction. Like, once the relationship news is out, it's out. Like, you can't, like, walk it back and be like, okay, we're private again. Like, it's a one-time thing, and then it's out there. So that is also very challenging to, like, kind of navigate and, like, see, like, who can compromise, because it, like, if one person wants a public relationship and the other person wants a private relationship, one person is going to be compromising. But overall, I think that public relationships and influencers are silly. And I don't know, that's it. That's me personally. And like I said, could change in the future. So if y'all see me, like, post with someone, I want to hear crickets. This episode never existed. and like, listen, I am the type of person, like, change my mind all the time. Like, I have had so many different opinions on so many different things that have completely done 180s. So, like, who knows? But that's all for this episode. I really hope you all enjoyed. I will see you next Wednesday. Please subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. We are so close to 100,000 subscribers. I will lose my mind. I will lose my mind. Wait, did we hit it yet? Don't mind me. I'm just checking. Don't mind me. Drama Mama Podcast. What are we at? What's the tally? Oh, I don't have internet. Great. I don't know. So, please go subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. And rate us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It helps a ton. I'll hopefully see you on YouTube next Sunday. It might be Monday. Please don't get mad at me, okay? I love you all so much. Take care. Better than we can. It's chill.